Message. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to our fiqh program, Al-Fiqh ala al-Madahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. The date today is the 7th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1445. Corresponding to their Gregorian calendar, the 21st of December, 2023. Our topic today is on Umrah. Let's welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab, Damat Barakatuhu. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa Zaid Khan, Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, where is Umrah mentioned in the Quran Majid?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, in South Africa, it is the 7th of Jumad al-Akhirah, and 90% of the countries of the world, it is the 8th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1445. Be that as it may, that you find Umrah is mentioned in a noble Quran, in chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, and verse number 196. وَأَتِمُّ الْحَجَّ وَالْأُمْرَةَ لِلَّهِ So what is the meaning of Umrah? Umrah literally means a ziyara. So remember that is to visit. And technically it is to be in the state of ihram, in the state of consecration. And then you go there, mashallah, you perform your tawaf, 7 rounds, sab'atu ashwat, you read your 2 rakat salat, drink zamzam, multazam. These 3 actions in any sequence, multazam first, then salat, then zamzam, first zamzam, then multazam, then salat, all is fine, all flexible. And thereafter the sa'i between Safa and Marwa, you start at Safa and at Marwa, and then the men should shave their hair and the women should cut their hair one inch like, and then you come out of ihram, so that will take you 2-3 hours depending how long du'as you make and so long, and then you finish. So that is what very simple it is, but for people who are going the first time, obviously they get very very frightened. And hajj literally means to make intention, and then for hajj, remember you have specific days, the 8th, the 9th, the 10th, 11th, 12th, 13th of Zulhijjah, and Umrah is throughout the whole year beside the days of Hajj. And in Umrah you are only in Makkah Mukarramah, no Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. And for Hajj you will go to Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah. So like that there are big differences as well.
Mufti Saab, when we see Umrah, what's the hukam of Umrah according to jurisprudence?
Remember, according to majority scholars, they say it is sunnah. However, there is a verdict of the Shafi'is and them that they say it's wajib and compulsory as well. But majority scholars say it is sunnah, because when we study Siratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Master alayhi salatu salam's hayat mubarakah, hayat tayyiba, and for those of you who know Arabic, Urdu, I wish you, Mozaid, you're the right person. You should take your leisure time and spend it in the pleasure of Almighty Allah. There's a book written by Hazrat Sheikh, Hazrat Mawlana Zakariya, Sheikhul Hadith, Nawar Allah Marqadahu. I have both copies, the Arabic and the Urdu. So the Arabic was written by Hazrat Sheikh in less than 3 days, 3 days plus minus. And Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Rahim Mutala, ye in Rahimahullah, in Zambia, in the Chipata, where his madrasa Darulum is. When Hazrat Sheikh came here to South Africa in 1981, and then after Eid and that, he came here, Jami Masjid, Hazrat came, Miasfam and so forth. And then Hazrat went to Chipata from here. There were no lights there at the airport. You know Zambia and all this. So then they put the cars on both sides, so you must remember, with the headlights on, and then the plane landed like this, and they landed safely with Allah's help. So Hazrat went there, made special dua, and thereafter the Darul-Uloom was, you know, established and so forth. That's another karamat of Hazrat Sheikh. So anyway, the point I'm making, so Hazrat Sheikh wrote this kitab in Arabic, Hajjatul Wida wa Umratul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the farewell Hajj of the Master alayhi wa sallam, and the Umras of Nabi alayhi wa sallam. Then Hazrat Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi rahimahullah, he was a teacher there at in the Darul-Uloom in Karachi, Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri's madrasa. When we studied there, the name was Al Madrasatul Arabiyatul Islamiya Madrasa Newtown, you see. And after Hazrat passed away, and then they changed the name and so forth. Anyway, so you must remember that. So Maulana Yusuf Ludhianvi rahimahullah became Shaheed also, and he translated it. And in the taqrees and in introduction and foreword, there Hazrat Allama Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah wrote, "Is door ke sabse bare muhaddish dunya mein." That Hazrat Muhammad bin Nuri, who passed away in 77, Mufti Shafisa passed away in 76, Hazrat Sheikh passed away in 82. So remember, these are all giants, remember that. So Hazrat bin Nuri wrote that he, Hazrat Sheikh, was the greatest scholar of hadith at that time there. So anyway, in the 60s, 70s and 80s and whatever you. So, but Hazrat passed away in the 70s. So 77. So these are two books, either Arabic, Urdu, and yeah, wonderful. So in there it's mentioned, all happened in Zulqa'dah. 6th year of the Hijrah was the aborted Umrah. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam saw a dream. 1,400 Sahaba went, and in Hudaybiyah, nowadays called Shumaysiyah, is out of the Haram Sharif. So there, the enemies, they said, "No, you can't enter." At that time, Abu Sufyan, Khalid bin Walid were not Muslim, so they were part of those people who prevented Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam Sahaba from entering. 7th year, they came and they performed the Umrah. They could only stay for 3 days. 8th year, again in the month of Zulqa'dah, they perform Umrah, remember, and this is after Fatih Makkah and so forth, but they fasten Ihram there in Ji'rana. You see, so you must remember that. And then with the Hajj, you must remember the Umrah was performed, because there is ijma, kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam qarina, that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam made intention of qiran Hajj. So qiran Hajj means you make Umrah and Hajj fi safarin wahid, fi amin wahid, in 1 year, in one trip, in one journey, and so forth. So that are 4 Umrahs, 1 aborted, and so forth, and 1 Hajj. So on the 10th year of the Hijrah. So that is what we should know basically, and so forth. So regarding the Umrah of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and for great, great lessons, if one reads the book, I benefited tremendously from that book, alhamdulillah.
Mufti sahab, what's the virtues of going for Umrah?
MashaAllah, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam hadith, remember authentic hadith, Mishkat Sharif, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations. Al-Umratu ila al-Umrati kaffaratul lima baynahuma. From one Umrah to the next Umrah is an atonement for in between all our sins we committed, especially the minor sins. All that will be forgiven. And if a person performs Umrah during the month of Ramadan, Al-Umratu fi Ramadan aika hajjatin ma'i, is like performing Hajj with me, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is authentic hadith, Sahih Muslim, and various compilations in Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, and so forth. So great, great virtues. Look at Sahaba. When we look at one Sahabi, Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, that he used to perform Hajj and Umrah. This is the benefit of studying the Rijal. Ali ibn al-Madini was the beloved teacher of Imam Bukhari rahimahullah, and remember that he used to say, "Ilmu al-Rijal, nisfu ilmi al-Hadith," to know the Rijal and the Nisa in the chain of transmission, that is half the knowledge of Hadith. One is the Rijal and one is the Matan, the text itself. So he, Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu anhu, hajja sittina marra. How many hajj? 60 hajj. And wa'atamara alfa marra. And how many umrahs? 1,000 umrah. Wa'ataqa alfa abdin. And he liberated 1,000 slaves. Subhanallah. Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, 55 hajj. Piran Pir Hazrat Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani Nawwarallahu Marqadahu, 50 hajj. So everybody knew hajj is compulsory once, but they found a verse in the noble Quran which you don't find for any ibadat. And I know also the benefit you get, and I'll give you the hadith also. So remember that, and what it is, liyashhadu manafi'a lahum. For hajj, Allah said, O you Khalilullah Ibrahim alayhi salam, make announcement, wa'adzin finnasi bil hajj. That you stand there on Jabal Abi Qubais, where the palace is of the shaitan. So you must remember that, so and announce them there. Ya Allah, but who will hear? Alayk al-bala, alayk al-i'lan wa alayna al-balagh. You make the announcement, we will let it reach everywhere. See, Allah Ta'ala's Qudrat. And then, when you come for Hajj, then you will witness, you will observe the nafa, the benefit, the profit, P-R-O-F-I-T, accruing to you. See the benefit? Hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, you ask the question of Umrah. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, tabi'u bayn al-hajj wal-umrah. Follow your hajj wat umrah, follow your umrah wat hajj. For years and years, Allah's fadl, Allah's mercy, Allah's karam, Allah's benevolence, grace, we used to do that for years and years, hajj, umrah, umrah, hajj, like that and so forth. So, fa innahuma yanfiyani dhunub wal-faqr. It removes the sins and removes the poverty as well. So that is what Abdullah ibn Umar and all of them were doing. So that's why we have dalil and evidence for all that. Takrarul hajji wa takrarul umrah. And when people are there now in Makkah Mukarramah, they performed, you must remember, their umrah already. Now they're staying there for 1 week or so in Makkah Mukarramah. What is better? Takrarul umrah or takrarul tawaf? To make more and more umrah or make more and more tawaf. So ijma and consensus is to make more tawaf is better compared to more umrah. Why? Again, hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, he Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, man tawafa bil bayti khamsina marra, whosoever perform 50 tawaf. So one tawaf is 7 rounds. So 50 times 7, 350. So it means you went around the Baytullah 350 times. Isn't 50 times 7 is 350? So you go around the Baytullah 350 times. Kharaja min dhunubihi kayawmin waladatu ummuhu. Then you come out so pure and cleansed, like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. So we should always, when we go for Hajj, Umrah, and we were the groups, so especially I catch all these youngsters. So I tell them, see, you, your wife, you could tell her, and your children, and who, instead of making tawaf of Dawood Mota, and that, you know Dawood Mota, Molana? Dawood Mota has been Dawood. So in Makkah, you get Dawood Mota, Medina, Jeddah, Mina also, there's Dawood Mota. You've been for Hajj?
Umrah.
Umrah, yeah. Make this note there, mental note, it'll help you in life. One day, if I told people this, you know, if you go for Hajj and you go see where Dawood Mota is, bin Dawood, they're in Mina. So that area is called Shisha. What is called?
Shisha.
They call it also bin Dawood Shisha branch. Now, if you go to Google and you go to all this, you know, modern techniques and whatever you... So you must remember, and you study Hajjatul Widana of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi salam performed everything, finish. And then, on the night of the 14th, now they want to depart, you must remember. So, kharaja min al-muhassab. So, ain al-muhassab. So, where is muhassab? Then, Sayyidah Aisha came and cried. So my baby sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, now why are you kiki, why are you crying? Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all the wives, they perform umrah and hajj. I only perform hajj. You know, when I was entering, then my menses, my haiz, my napaki started. So please, Ya Rasulullah, let me go perform Umrah. Okay. So go with your brother, Abdurrahman, and go. So they went there, Masjid Aisha, nowadays, Tan'im, and performed the tawaf, and they made niyat, and there they made perform Umrah, and they made the tawaf, turakat, salat, sa'i, cut the hair, and Abdurrahman, radiallahu anhu, shaved the hair, and they came back. So in that, Imam Bukhari brings a Tarjamatul Bab also. So in that, now the question arises, but what happened to Hazrat Aisha and Tawaful Wida? So this Tawaf of this Umrah will take place and Qa'im Maqam and will take the place of Tawaful Wida also. It will be Tadakhul incorporated in that. You see, it's an academic discussion, beautiful. So from there, the Master alayhi salam at night departed back to from Makkah to Madinah Munawwara. So that place today is your bin Dawood Shisha. You got it? Dawood Mota is there. So you must remember that. So we see, that is the beauty of this kitab. Hazrat Sheikh didn't write all this, what I'm telling you, but that is, we took half from there, and then we come. So that is the miracle of the Master, alayhi salam. Everything, we can locate it, situate it, where this incident took place, where this incident took place. So everything is preserved, you must remember that. These non-Muslims, they tell us Christmas. You go ask them about Jesus. They don't even know which date Jesus was born. So always they tell us he was born 25th December, one big fat, big lie. You must remember that. They say Jesus was born in Bethlehem. Bethlehem is 10 kilometers out of Jerusalem, on the southern side. Then why they call him Jesus of Nazareth? They say, no, Nazareth is 140, 145 kilometers, Nasira in Arabic, away from Jerusalem. So they say, no, he went to teach the people there. Okay, we accept all that. But this 25th of December is a big lie, because the Quran says, Surah 19, Surah Maryam, verses 24, 25, 26, قَدْ جَعَلَ رَبُّكِ تَحْتَكِ سَرِيَّا. Allah made arrangements for your water. وَهُزِّي إِلَيْكِ بِجِزْءِ النَّخْلَى تُسَاقِطْ عَلَيْكِ رُطَبًا جَنِيَّا. The fresh, chosen, beautiful dates has fall down for you. فَكُلِي وَشْرَبِي وَقَرِّعِينَ. So fresh dates will come in summer, not winter. And then you look at Luke. You must tell the Christians, look at Luke. So, Luke, chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, you find that the shepherds were taking out their flock, their sheep and all that. When they will take them out? They must be crazy to take them out in winter. The sheep all will die. They also will die, maybe. It's so cold there. I've been to Palestine in December in 92 and that. So you must remember, definitely it happened in summer. Subhanallah, miracle of the Quran, Sadaqallahu al-Azim, Muswaddiqan lima bayna yadayh. The Quran Sharif came to confirm the previous scriptures, not to contradict it, but you rabbis, and you padris, and you priests, and you pope, and all mixed up characters, so you all changed everything, so therefore today it looks like contradiction, you see? So that is why we should know all these type of things.
Mufti Sahib, with the MBS demolishing all these beautiful places, Mufti Sahib got the opportunity to see, what happens to us and our children? Will we be deprived forever?
You must remember, the first thing we should make dua, Allah Ta'ala give him hidayat. If there's no hidayat for him, there's no hidayat for MBS, Saudi Arabia, there's no hidayat for MBZ in Dubai and Abu Dhabi and that UAE, Allah must wipe them off the face of this earth. See, I tell you something, I don't think you know about it. So Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, you know, is in Saudi Arabia. That you know. So he, MBS, the harami, the murtad, وَمَنْ شَكَّ فِي كُفْرِهِ فَوَ مُرْتَدٌ. Remember, you can quote me anywhere in the world. Anybody got shak on him being a murtad, you yourself, you become a murtad. So, and out of the fall of Islam, this MBS, this harami shaitan. You chamchas can go tell him also, I said so. So anyway, you must remember that. So he wanted to cut the deal with Israel. The rock before all this October 7th and all that. They were busy negotiating. He told them, see, from my side, I'll recognize you. But your side, you also have to do one favor for me. So they say, what you want? He said, I want the keys and I want the Saitara authority over Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa. That is a shirt, a condition. You knew that. So you must remember that. So this harami, this murtad will have control over all al-muqaddasati salatha. Imagine. Such a shaitan will have authority and power over all three holiest places in Islam. Imagine. So this type of things. But Allah Ta'ala knows best. You must remember, Baytullah was filled with idols and everything else. Ja'a al-haq wa zahaq al-batil took place and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala is humiliating them. The other harami, shaitan, murtad, MBZ, that yesterday, day for yesterday, the news broke that they already built their Masna'ul Khumur, that they have a brewery factory, alcohol factory. And now from yesterday, day for yesterday, they're starting to export it and sell it and so forth. On South African news, I heard 702 or SABC, I think it was 702, they said if you work out the cheapest brewery which they are selling, they understand, must be a small tot, you know, a small dop, as they call. I don't know if you understand all these words, Maulana, because I grew up in an African township and they all used to get drunk. And December time, oh, they come in the shop, because our shop was there, and they walk in the shop. They can't walk straight. They walk like they're zigzag, you understand? And they all got the chwala. You know chwala? The homebrew. You understood? So they make it and then they walk. That is their Christmas, you see. And the whites, this was their mentality. Always these whites, biggest haramis, you must remember that, are these whites, you must remember. Settlers and imperialists and colonizers and what in Congo elections yesterday. I gave it in the news today. So 10 million people killed. Why? Congo had rubber. And you must remember that they colonized it, everything, Belgium, and then Dunlop Company came up and so forth and so. Everywhere is like that. You go to Australia, go to New Zealand, go to America, go to Europe. Everywhere you'll see that. That's the white man, white hegemony. So you must remember, so the nationalists from 48 to 92, 94, so every African township, they made sure there must be a chwala house. You know chwala house. So there must be a place of beer. So these guys must drink and drink, and they must forget about apartheid exists. Because hadith in Sahih Muslim, Al-Khamru ma yukhamirul aqla. When you take alcohol, it beclouds the mind. Your thinking capacity and capability, all is finished. See how they thought about this type of thing. So they used to come there and shake like this and that. They can't walk straight, you must remember, with the chwala and so forth. So this is all. We have to teach them what is insaniyat, what is human being, what is deen, what is all. We have failed in that, you see.
Mufti Saab, a female wants to go for Umrah. Can you, Mufti Saab, please explain the importance of a mahram for a female according to the four schools of thought?
You must remember that we have to start here. Okay, let's go for a break, Mozahid, and then we'll start with all the nitty-gritty issues. You understand? So this type of thing. Sometimes I say people like Suleiman and them, they make small issues into tissues, or they make tissues into issues. So before we make, you understood, all these things, we go for a quick break, and then we come back, and then we'll take you on the whole journey, inshallah, for male and for female, inshallah.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. Back to this program, Al-Fiqh al-Madhahib al-Arba'ah, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. Our topic is on Umrah. And Mufti Saab, what take us through this journey of Umrah?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. I was explaining to you about the white mentality in South Africa, that they had a deliberate policy, and the word they used to use was Shabin, that every African black township must have a Shabin. So always remember that. Start with Umrah. So your first condition will be Shurutul Umrah. What are the conditions for a person to perform Umrah? Your question before the break was regarding a lady. For a lady, there are Shartan, Zaidatan, that is two additional conditions. One is she must have a mahram, and this is according to all four schools. For Umrah, she must go with a husband, or she must go with a mahram. Mahram means a male who she can never ever marry, no now, no in the future. For example, her father, her brother, her son, her father-in-law, son-in-law. So they are all mahram forever now. So you must remember, like I took my mother-in-law for Hajj like that. So with Allah's help and Allah's mercy. So we must remember that. So that's the one condition, and that is a imma arba, and in respect of your age and all that. And second condition, the woman must be out of iddah. If she is in iddah, husband passed away, the iddah is 130 days, or the husband divorced her, then the iddah is thalathata quru, three menses, according to Hanafis, Hanbalis, or three periods of cleanliness, Shafi'is, Malikis. While she is in that iddah, iddatul wafat, or iddatul talaq, she can't go for umrah and hajj and all, they're not permissible. So these are two additional conditions for women. Then conditions for a shurutul mushtaraka, that are for male and female. People just go for umrah, but they're owing debts here and there and everywhere. How are you going for umrah? Umrah is nafil, most to most is sunnah, but to pay the debts and all it is farz, so that is not permissible. So that is the beauty of Islam. We must remember that we must pay our debts. You can die in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwarah, wherever. You can die in jihad in Gaza and so forth. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam's two ahadith come through. Number one in Musnad Ahmad and so forth. Nafsul mu'mini mu'allaqatun biduyunihi hatta tuqda anhu hatta yuqda anhu bout. So you must remember that Muslim person will never ever enter Jannah until his or her debts are paid to the creditors. Second one is this Mustafa hadith in Musnad Ahmad. That one. Now second one, hadith in Mishkat Sharif. يُغْفَرُ لِلشَّهِيدِ كُلُّ ذَنْبٍ إِلَّا الدَّيْنِ. So the person sins, he made the supreme sacrifice, he gave his life for the love pleasure of Allah. So all his sins forgiven, but debts are not forgiven. So we need to know all these issues. Then next one is this, that you must go with mal, that is halal and tayyibah. You won the lotto, you hit the jackpot in Sun City or Allah forbid some casino, haram place, and you go for Umrah Hajj. Inna Allah tayyibun la yakbalu illa tayyiba. So Allah Ta'ala is very pure, He only accepts that what is pure. So that is now Ada'u duyun, pay your debts, go with halal money. Third one, An-niyya as-sadiqa. The name must be, the intention must be only lillahi jalla wala, for the love and pleasure of Allah, not for shopping and holiday and just go kill time and so forth. I told you now about Dawood Mota, and I told you about Shisha and Bin Dawood and so forth. So now Master alayhi salatu salam is returning, setting the precedent for humanity, posterity, hadith in Ibn Majah. Allahumma ij'alha hajjatan la riya'a fiha wa la sum'a. Ya Allah, make it such a hajj, there must be no riya, that is not done to impress the eyes of people, wa la sum'a, not to impress the ears of people. See, that is niyyah as-sadiqa. Today 80%, 70% of us go, Allah alone know what is our niyyah. It's just we got money and let's just go. So we must remember this. And whether we owe people, whether it's halal, haram, who bothers about all that now? So therefore the barakat of that umrah hajj is not there realized. They come back kama kan. Still next, after 1 week, they stop reading their Fajr Salat. After 1 week, they forgot everything, this and that. I know of some women, they came back, they continued with their affairs and adultery. I know of some men, they went for Hajj, Umrah, and so forth, after 40 days, and then they started again with their adultery. So why? That, Jaisi Niyat, Waisi Baraka, Aisi Haraka. So remember that your intention was all upside down and tainted and so forth. So we must know these type of things. Allah protect us all. Now you are going for Umrah, you are Hajj, you got your passport, you got your visa, you got everything and so forth. So now you are leaving Saturday, Sunday, Monday, whenever. So what must you do now till the day of departure? So every day read 2 rakat salat and read the dua. Wa arina manasikana wa tub alayna innaka antat tawwabur rahim. It's not we go. Allah Ta'ala takes us there. Always remember that. And remember, they say the Shafi'i school, and the sheikhs also teach like that. So upside down they teach. They say, no, you don't need mahram. That masla is for Hajj. According to Imam Shafi'i, Imam Malik, rahimahullah, if the lady Fatima, Zainab, Khatija, Aisha, Hajj is compulsory upon her, her husband, mahram are not available for whatever reason, only for Farz Hajj, not for Umrah, not for Nafil Hajj, then the Shafi'i scholars and the Maliki scholars say, okay, you can proceed for that Hajj, Ma'a Jama'atin Nisa'i Thiqat. You go with a group of ladies. So we must understand the Masla properly, not what you just want to understand because you want to make your group bigger, you turn and bend the Maslas and all, no. How the Saudi embassies and Saudi all talk nonsense, rubbish. They say if you're 40, 45, 50 years old, you can go without a mahram and all haram, all these things. Yeah. So our deen is Quran and Sunnah. Not what does government and what does politician and what does ambassador say. That is not deen of Islam. That is all ittiba'i hawa, just following our whim's fancies and desires. So now your intention is to go by the weekend. So every day read Surah 2, verse 128. We must perform a quality umrah, a quality hajj, not just go through the motions. One. Two, and you read 2 rakat salat, and you beg Allah, make our journey safe and so forth and sound, no problems. And then, and route now, you're flying from Johannesburg, you're flying from Turkey, you're flying from Istanbul, you're flying from Addis Ababa, and wherever else. So you must remember that, then you must make sure our people, وَالنَّاسُ أَنَا غَافِلُونَ. The ummah today is jahil. Jahil, absolutely, 80%. They'll be more worried about the 2 rakat salat that you must read for ihram and so forth than their first salat. They'll tell you, I must the 2 rakat. I say, but what is that? Therefore, deliberately, when I'm in a group, many times I don't read it. Ta'aliman lihadhi al-ummah, that is jahilin, you know. So I tell them, no, I'm not reading it. So they look at me. I say, not necessary, it's nafil. I want to teach them, you see, and this time. But first salah, fast asleep, you understand? You're going for one sunnat ibadat, but they must zuhur, or they must asr, or they must maghrib, or isha. So what good is that umrah I'm asking you? You don't understand? So that is a case of totally not understanding our priorities in life. Al-aham fal-aham. So you must be meticulous, particular of your salat, hadaran wa safaran. Surah number 23, Surah Mu'minun, and verses 2, and see verse number 10 and 11, and so. Alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. You read salat with devotion, concentration. And how much you read your salat? Walladhina hum ala salawatihim yuhafidun. You guard your salat, safaran wa hadaran, whether in the plane, whether in the train, whether wherever you are. So whether you're traveling or whether you are in your hometown or where, you must perform your salat on time. So that is the law of Islam. There's no excuse, so you must remember that. So that is a very, and then our eating. Hey, just eat anything in the plane and so forth. So it certainly is halal. If you go on Emirates, and if you know Arabic, you must remember, look at the definition they made of halal. In the English side, it's not written. If you read the Arabic side, because I only should travel with Emirates and that, now we're boycotting them and all of them. All of them, oh shaitans. So they got taqweemu ta'am, they got the qa'imatu ta'am. You understand? Qa'imatu, the menu. So they say, hey, kullu hazil atima and all it halal. Why? This ghair khinzir. So in their mind, if it's not swine, then everything else is halal. Since when that definition is acceptable in Islam? So you must remember that. So therefore, when people travel to Makkah, Jeddah, Medina, wherever you're going, always say, best is, make sure you don't only eat halal. You want your du'as to be accepted, eat halal and tayyiba. So what is that? You eat fruit, you eat vegetable, you eat fish, you eat all those kind of things there like that. And they'll you are to order fish, you understand? You order veggies, you order that. So they'll give you that and so forth. Why you want to eat all this meat and there's so much and chicken and there's so much difference of opinion on that? Our own fatwa is not permissible. The ulama of Saudi wrote themselves, which I have the books, Al-Humul Mustawrada, all this imported meat that comes there, you understand, from Brazil and where, now from South Africa also. So they wrote there is not permissible. So this type of things there. Yeah. So we have all the books and we have their fatwa by us and wording. Now they change because they might get arrested. That's a different thing. We must go back to the original fatwa and wording. Then you reach, now you are on the plane. You're going to Makkah Mukarramah first. So now Saudi Arabia started flying. Yesterday my nephew and them left on Saudi. So 9 o'clock he told me was the plane. So anyway, cut long story short. So let's say you're going on Saudi airline. So you want now, so either you land in Jeddah and then you go direct to Medina. That will solve a lot of problems for you. From there you go by train or you go by bus or by taxi or by plane, you'll understand, to Medina, Jeddah, Medina, you go. I travel so many times like that, by plane. So with Allah's help, so that will be very easy. We'll discuss Medina next week, inshallah. But let's say you insist going to Makkah because your wife's menses are starting after 1-2 weeks and so forth. You don't want problems. So it's fine. So if you're going to Makkah, one law you must know. There's a great alim. We can differ with him, but he was a great alim. Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Abdullah bin Baz, rahimahullah. I met him several times. We have ikhtilaf on certain issues, but he was a great scholar. If you read his biography, you will cry so many places. How sincere and how much taqwa he had. I'll give you one incident. When he became Ra'isul Jamia, he became the rector of Jamia Islamia Medina. He was blind. So they told him, we're building a special, like a house and a palace. You know how their houses are. He said, I don't need all this. You'll put up something there and just put there Ra'isul Jamia. Whoever is the head director, he must come stay here, finish. But I don't want it, must be on my name and all that. Which one of us will do that today? We will see what, put up a double story, triple story, you understand? See, so a lot of things, if you read, and you will be really impressed and with taqwa and that. So anyway, Sheikh bin Baz, rahimahullah, wrote the masla, which we agree with, and I don't agree with the other story some of our ulama say. So you must remember, he said, sawa'an bil barri, or bil bahri, or bil jaw. So you're not allowed to fasten ihram day in Jeddah. So whether you're coming by plane, or you're coming by ship, or you're coming by road, and so forth. And it makes common sense. If you, I don't know now, because the last I went was in February, March 2020. Now it's already 2023 ending. But whenever we traveled on Saudi Airlines and that, even Emirates and that, and like Ramadan time, Hajj time and that, so they would tell you in 15 minutes time, 20 minutes time, hey, that we pass in the miqat. So be ready and so forth, you see. So the pilot is telling you pass in the miqat. So what, you want to go this Molana and this Mufti Sahib? They telling you pass in the miqat. So what bigger dalil you want and so forth and that. So the, and that fatwa of bin Baz also you use. So that is the main thing there. So now, so you must be ready. That you must read your 2 rakat salat. You don't read also is all right. Then you make intention for Umrah in any language, but in Arabic, Allahumma inni uridul Umrata fayassir hali wa taqabbalha minni. Now people ask before, you understand, I don the ihram, can I use soap, can I use shampoo, can I, all that is permissible. You're not in ihram still. And if you're going via Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, so in Addis Ababa, you're going via Qatar, so in Doha, you're going via Emirates, so in Dubai, you're going via Abu Dhabi, so that side there in the Abu's Etihad Airlines. So whichever country, Egypt Air, you're going via Cairo. So where you're going to stop your transit, your layover, there you fasten your ihram. You see? And then you make your career with your journey and so forth. Now you come. Now what you going to read? So first, 2 rakat salat. Allah, may I make intention for umrah? Fayassir hali wa taqabbala minni. Make easy and accept it. First 2 rakat salat, then to this thing, your niyat, then labbaik allahumma labbaik till the end. Now you are in the state of consecration, ihram. So no husband-wife talk, no sins now. Sin is sin. But if a person swears in the masjid, a person swears outside the masjid, is worse in the masjid. Wala fusuqa. So a person smoking in ihram is haram, obviously. It's worse in ihram. People lying, gossiping. So we have to guard the eyes, guard the ears, guard the tongue, all that. That is ihram. So we must remember that. And normal clothes, the men, you can't wear. So you will be in the towel. No underwear, no vest, and no jockey, and all these type of things there. And so, woman, you wear your normal clothes. For you, woman, there's 2 laws here. Both the hadith is mentioned in Bukhari Sharif. Wala talbasul quffazain. You can't wear gloves in ihram. Not permissible. And second one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, wala tantaqibul muhrima. The lady mustn't wear niqab, meaning that something that touches her face and so forth. It don't mean the face must be open and that. Why? Our mother, Hazrat Aisha, says, hadith in Abu Dawood, when the strange men used to come, we used to cover our face. And it's not only for the Azwaj Mutahharat. Asma binti Yazid says, open Mu'attaim al-Malik, you will find that when the men used to come, then kunna nukhammiru hujuhana, we used to cover our faces. So it shows. So in this day, this age, it's very difficult for our women to wear the cap and this. So let them just wear the normal niqab and give out after the umrah 30-35 riyals. So that also is acceptable. So if they can manage with the cap, then good. But majority is difficult for them, especially first timers and all that. So that is how. Then you go, you reach the Jeddah, from Jeddah now you're going to Makkah, and then you reach there, mashallah, labbaik allahumma labbaik. You go settle down there. Now you're perspiring, it's so hot and all that. There the winter also is so hot. It's winter now, but it's 40 degrees and all that. 35, 40 degrees. So that you, so you want to take a shower, you want to change your clothes, all that, you the lady, so all permissible. But in your shower and that, no soap, no shampoo, no nothing of that sort and all that. Then you enter now. You're going to go to Masjidul Haram. And when you enter, so you look at the Baytullah and you make dua. What dua Imam Abu Hanifa made? He was a genius. Ya Allah, accept this dua of mine and every dua subsequent to this dua. You see, make me mustajabud da'wat. A person whose duas are accepted. Any dua you can make that is permissible. Praise Allah Ta'ala, then Durood Sharif, Salawat, and then Dua, any language. Then you come, you must remember, down to the Mataf area where you make Tawaf. The men, you open your right shoulder, and your head is already uncovered. That is called Istiba. The men, the first 3 rounds, you will make Ramal, you will walk a little bit fast. Woman, you don't walk fast, nothing normal you will be. And you don't expose nothing, right shoulder and all. And the right shoulder will be exposed all 7 rounds, not only for the first 3. First 3, you will walk fast. So that which dua is the best, you must remember in tawaf. So read these duas. When you start your tawaf, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wallahu akbar. Then read Durood Sharif, Salawat ala Nabiyy al-Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then by that time, you will come to the Hatim and so forth. When you pass the Hijra Ismail Hatim, now you are going down. You're going to touch, you're going to come there to the, this thing. You must remember that on the one side is Hajar al-Aswad, on the other side is Rukne Yamani. So you must remember, you don't touch anything. You don't touch Rukne Yamani. You don't touch Hajar Aswad. You don't touch the Ghilaf, the Kiswa. Why? They put itar there. You in ihram, you can't be touching all that. So now when you're approaching Rukne Yamani, so you must read hadith in Ibn Majah. اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. 70 angels say آمين آمين آمين. So اللهم إني أسألك العفو والعافية في الدنيا والآخرة also is good. Otherwise في الدين والدنيا والآخرة. So all these words are acceptable. So learn this, and then from ركن يماني till حجر أسود you will hear everybody reading is Sunnah. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Then you, the man, you cover your right shoulder, and then three actions, anyone first, anyone second, anyone third. You read your two rakat salat. Hanafi say it's sunnah, it's wajib. Hanafi say, Shafi's and them say it's sunnah. So what will be the difference? Let's say you went around the Baytullah 14 times, 21 times, you know. Say after Asr is long, 2 hours, 3 hours gap. So now you went around the Baytullah, performed 2 tawaf, 3 tawaf. So Hanafi say for every tawaf, 2 rakats, 2 rakats, 2 rakats, like that. And Shafi's and them say, you just read 1 time 2 rakat, it will suffice. You see? So tadakhul will take place. And that is Shafi's and them, rahimahullah. And then after you, that multazam, for the man, if you can get place, that I used to go so many times there, but I'm told also, and they had one gadget there. You could hold on firmly. They took that gadget also out now. So you know when they refurbished, rebuilt it. But that was my secret spot. That under the ghilaf, we just get inside and then we hold on to that like a small hook there it was. But you had to be tall, you know. So I'm 6 feet and then I stretch my hand so I got more. And I hold on there. Hey, guys are pushing and what and what. They'll throw you right out if you don't have a proper grip, you know. So they go crazy there, some people. So anyway, so we had a nice hook there, like, you know, grip there. And anyway, all that is gone now. So then there's for men. Woman, you mustn't even think of it. And zamzam you drink. Thereafter, then you make istilam. Now you're going towards the Baytul to Safa Marwa, the 9th time. And then you're going to Safa Marwa, you don't raise your hands till your ears and say, you raise your hands in dua. And then for Safa Marwa, the best dua, 4th kalima. La ilaha illallah wahdahu, la sharika lahu, lahul mulku, wa lahul hamdu, wa huwa ala kulli shayin qadir. Between the true green lights, the men, they must walk fast, only for the men. And remember, this is very, very important. For tawaf, you must have wudu. But for sa'i, Safa Marwa, sometimes, you know, it's long, so maybe your wudu breaks, so it's fine, you just carry on. I'm not saying you must go there and, you know, like the Israeli diarrhea force, you must remember that you start breaking your wudu. I'm not saying that. I say, if it happens, so then don't worry, you just carry on. Don't understand? And then you finish with that, so mashallah, then the woman, you go straight to your hotel room, and you cut your own hair, 1 inch. You just take the hair, you cut it on your own. Totally permissible. The men also, if you know how to shave your hair, you just do it yourself, DIY. Do it yourself. And we can't do that. We'll cut our head just now and a lot of stories. So just go to the barber, 20, 30 riyals, they'll charge you and they'll do a proper job. For the man, you must make halq. رحم الله المحلقين 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 حبيبنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. In Ibn Majah, Tirmidhi. In Ibn Majah, I found one beautiful word. It will break our pride also. You understand? So you'll see guys say, no, no, no. I say, hey, better do it. You'll get maximum reward. Why you don't want to do? Say, what the people will say. I say, what do you want people, what Allah will say? What Nabi alayhi salam? You see our pride, that becomes the impediment. So you must say, and the woman, then you just, so that is your umrah, straightforward. So there are a lot of other issues in it. Yeah, one thing I must mention now. The Saudi regime of MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan, now when you finish your umrah, now you settled everything, now you want to make tawaf, right? Nafil tawaf. You can make intention of million, billion people, all permissible. Second one, even in your umrah, now you can make intention of million, billion people, all permissible. Next one is this. Now you are there in Mecca, and now the Saudi regime government don't allow you to come and make tawaf downstairs for the men. They'll tell you you must go upstairs. So you just wear your towels, although you're not in Umrah, and you just go, totally permissible. We don't have to listen to them. La ta'ata li makhluqin fi ma'siyatil khaliq. It's not their father's house or their grandfather's house. It's Allah's house. And this hadith in Tirmidhi, that la la bani abdi manaf, in some words like that come, la tamnahu ahadan tawfa bihadal bayt. You must remember that. So therefore, they don't have right to do that. It's totally haram. So remember, you just do it, and thousands of people are doing it, so don't have to feel guilty or anything. It's totally permissible. So inshallah, what we will do is, I think that for the next few weeks, you understand, we'll do Makkah, the next week Medina, then we'll go into more detail of the FAQ, frequently asked questions, and so forth. So people at least must perform Umrah, Hajj, Umrah, Ziyarat, all that, and places to visit properly, like, you know, not go do all funny things there. Inshallah, Allah Ta'ala protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjidul Aqsa, and inshallah, remember all Mati Allah Azza wa Jalla, accept everybody's Umrah, everybody's Ziyarat to Madina Munawwara. Allah Ta'ala qabul farmay, Allah accept it.
Ameen. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.